Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. And, boy, I just want to wish you happy holidays. You're like, happy holidays? What are we talking about? So tonight's show is going to be keeping stress-free for the holidays. I'm really excited on this show. And then our next show, next week, is going to be really great, too. We are going to have Katie Fitzgerald on. She's going to be talking about ways that you can, have the holidays where, you know, you're making food your friend. And then she's going to be talking about how you can modify recipes and all kinds of stuff. So Amy just let me in on that, and I'm really excited about that. Because, you know, there's just so many little things that you can do that can just change everything, but yet you don't have to feel like you're being deprived. And that's one thing that we really want to talk about with the holiday stuff. I'm going to get my co-host, Miss Amy, on here right away. Hey, Amy, how are you tonight?
I am. The weather.
You're feeling festive?
Inside, it's so delightful. Yes.
Okay, great. That's so great. So yeah, we're going to be talking about just different ways that you can be stress-free for the holidays. And Amy and I have been talking a little bit about what we wanted the show to be about. And she's got this really neat perspective of just the next few holidays that are coming up. And, you know, the holidays to me are way more than just Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. You know, there's all these really wonderful things that are coming up that if we come from just a little bit more of a mindful place, gosh, you really can just take on such a new perspective and dimension that I think is really great. So I'd love you to talk about that, Amy, so we can kind of put that into the mix with everything we're going to be talking about tonight.
So I'm just going to frame from here to the end of the year and kind of start up.
Amy, you're fading in and out, and if I could have you start over again, and then if we could stay in like one spot, because I know that sometimes our connection's a little bit rough.
But how is this?
That's great. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, so tonight we're going to be looking at from here till the end of the year and the holidays that we're going to be focusing on. Not that other holidays aren't important, but the ones that we're feeling are going to be milestones for us in ending this year with flair and then focus for going forward. And so I will kind of briefly talk over them and then we can go in. And I want the seekers, Halloween
Amy,
is right
you
around the corner.
You're still kind of fading in and out, yeah, a little bit.
I'll call in on the other phone.
Okay, cool.
All right, so call for a minute, I'll be right back.
Okay, so she's going to pop on and off. So some of the things that are just, that we, gosh, if you go over and over to some of the different shows, we did do some shows last year that were really great about talking about the holidays. And that's some of that, you know, I always think it's a good idea to come from a beginner's mind when it comes to some of this stuff. So it's just like anything else. You can get it into something where we're having it as a regular way that we are, doing self-care and loving ourselves through the holidays, really anytime when we're feeling stressed. It's a good way to be able to take these events, take these different kinds of occasions and looking at it from just a certain perspective and then having it to where it can really benefit us as well. So I was telling Amy, I was just sharing how, we've got shows from last year that's coming from beginner's mind and being able to take some of these different things. And just, you know, where am I now with that and how can I be able to share that with others and be able to make it that much more of an experience that really can help me in just a new way. So anything with that you want to share?
Being mindful during the holidays, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Or just things that you've kind of learned, like from this year, from last year, things that you learned and where you are now with being able to move forward with some of this stuff and just kind of that much more self-care for yourself.
I think it's really about, as we're walking through this, I think I'll be unpacking that. And,
okay.
Examining that for myself, and I want to support everybody else in doing the same, because I think, you know, we kind of get consumed by the holidays and we're kind of frightened by them, and what I'm hoping one of our goals here is to really make this a time of being present and going, what do these milestones really mean for me? We've got one coming after another,
again, these are the ones that we're choosing to focus on right now, not that there aren't other holidays. So just kind of wanted to first talk about Halloween, which we have right around the corner. And we're going to come back to each of these as we have time. But looking at what kind of costume have you been wearing? And maybe what are the ones that you're wearing right now? And I found this really cool card, and it says, the right costume can bring out the real you.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You know, you start looking back at the cosplay, right? And why do people mm-hmm. choose certain costumes, and why do they wear those, and what does that bring out in them, or what does that even hide of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be going to another cosplay convention with my daughter, Katie, and if you go back to her episode with Kim Cosplay, I'm going to get to see a little bit of the inside of cosplay. It's a very interesting group. It's this whole way of thinking about life as makers and the things that they do and the way they really appreciate each other's creativity and all that. So I'm going to be going with Katie. And it's real popular when you go to these conventions to wear onesies. It's pretty much like when you were a kid and you had the onesie kind of thing. And the cool thing nowadays, you can go ahead and get those. And with Halloween out there, gosh, you can buy all kinds of onesies nowadays. So I got myself a dragon onesie. So I'm really excited about that.
So speaking of that, so why a dragon, Robin? Why that costume?
Well, okay. First of all, it's mainly pink, but then the scales are purple. So it's a girl. It's a girl dragon. And you know, I just think it's just, you know, it's got a tail. I think that's really kind of fun. And it's very whimsical looking. It's not like a scary dragon. So it's just a fun dragon. It's something that's magical, something that's, you know, not necessarily a, you know, real-time kind of stuff. So it kind of goes into fantasy and all that stuff. It's just fantasy and fun. I thought that'd be fun. I've got one for Katie, too, so we can go around as mommy, daughter, dragon. That'd be fun.
You want to be powerful in a non-frightening way.
Exactly. There, thank you. You know, if they didn't have unicorns, I would have gotten a unicorn.
Well, that kind of unicorn.
I had a conversation the other day about unicorns. You're like, you know, you're getting a unicorn. I go, yeah, that sounds good. I actually want to do, as you know, I can't remember the name of the animal, but it's a unicorn and it's also got wings. So it's Pegasus with a horn. So I don't know what that's called. But anyway, that would be like the ultimate. Oh my God. You got all that going.
So I think that, you know, I'm getting, if you want to talk about the food part, then, of course, is the candy thing. And, you know, is sugar an issue? So that's just a whole other thing, you know, but, you know, we won't be diving into any one of these things, and we can come back at any point.
Yeah,
but
Katie will definitely be talking about that next week, and then, you know, ways that we can satisfy that sweetness of life that we're seeking without having it be something where we go into, you know, commercialized candy and things like that. So that would be, it's going to be a fun talk.
And I think one more question that comes to me is, like, what costume do you need to remove? And maybe the same thing, what costume are you going to not wear anymore?
Mm-hmm. That's very deep.
Yeah. What is, and you know, we've got a lot working here, but we're talking about we're going to end the year in December by doing a virtual book club on a book on codependence, and
mm-hmm.
I think that unpacking that could really help you look at where am I dependent and what costumes am I wearing that maybe I need to release
or put on to empower myself. So depending what you know, where you are and what direction you need to go, yeah. You know,
exactly.
And that's probably a little bit of both when it comes
mm-hmm.
to codependency. Yeah, definitely.
So I think that's something that we're going to be looking at as we go through. And I know we have Andy can put these down for all of us. These are going to be some things. So as that's approaching, and then the Day of the Dead. I'm not sure exactly when that is. Is there a specific day, Robin? Do you know?
Let me find out. Keep talking, and I'll find that out. Research
all right.
It real quick.
So, as a matter of fact, I just got a text that a close friend of mine, a friend of hers just died. She's had cancer for quite a while. So I knew she was ill. I didn't know she was that close to death. I know the woman, but I don't feel really close to her, but I'm close to her friend. So really thinking about, you know, who do we need to honor that's not here now? And a good friend of ours' mother just died. And really looking at who do I need to honor, maybe, or do I have any regrets with people that have passed that I haven't shared the things that I wanted to share? Not that you can't do it now. It may not be as, you know, as fruitful for you, but you still can do that, and that might be writing some letters or maybe doing some ceremonies or rituals that might be helpful in honoring those that are passed, or, you know, what could have happened in that relationship, those kinds of things.
So Day of the Dead is November 1st.
Oh, interesting. So
it's always the day after Halloween. And then, you know, that would be All Saints Day. They call that All Saints Day as well.
Wow.
The day after. Mm-hmm. The day after Halloween is All Saints Day. Yeah, that's interesting.
So I'm saying there's a lot of things going on, you know, that you're could be very, you know, very pertinent to how we're ending the year and how we're moving forward. So anything for you with honoring those who are gone, Rob?
Well, I think, you know, too, when we were talking about, because it's talking about when it comes to Day of the Dead, to me, it's like you're saying, let's look down on a more symbolic level. And, yes, we want to honor our ancestors. We want to honor, who, where have I come from? And how does that, you know, evolve in me and being able to look at that? But a part of that, too, with the whole having things with the things that pass away or die, it's like, you know, what are those things I'm ready to let go of? What are those things that no longer serve me? What are those things that are things that have helped me to be who I am, that I can, you know, move from that and appreciate it, but also know that, you know, that I'm being able to help me to evolve and change into something even bigger and better. So I always look at nature when we're coming from something like that. You know, it's the natural cycles of life and having it be from the seed to the blossom to the bloom and then moving on to where it actually stores and it goes back to earth and being able to regenerate itself. I just think that's such a beautiful, you know, full cycle way of being able to embrace everything and just like, you know, how am I renewing myself? How am I changing into this new form that's expressing something that just keeps evolving me into the next growth for myself or whatever I have going on.
Mhm.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. So
kind of sliding into now and then we're moving into November and then we're sneaking up on Thanksgiving. And
mm-hmm.
of course traditionally, well, of course that's food too. Oh my goodness. You know, so that's the whole, you know, a whole lot of things
that's
going
on
with food.
The food coma.
Food coma and
food coma, yeah.
A lot of friends and relatives that live close and people want you at their events, you may have to go to two or three events, right, in a day or, you know, even that week of be going to lots of events. So that's something you need to be planning for and getting ready for. And Katie certainly can help with that. But let's look at the being grateful part. And for me, it's really stopping and looking at gratitude in general and who do we need to thank. And for me, what it's really moved more into how do I bring more gratitude into my daily life, not just
mm-hmm.
waiting for Thanksgiving, although that's a good time to stop and do that. But it's also about how am I living that each and every day in my workplace, in my family, on the road, in Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's on the road. There you go. Yeah, I think that Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Because it's just that time when you really can be with other people and tell them how a tradition we have in our family is before we break bread with one another, we go around and we tell each person, you know, how we feel about them, what we're grateful for having them as a part of our life. It doesn't necessarily
mm-hmm.
have to be really deep and profound, but it could just be something, you know, I'm grateful for your smile. I'm grateful for having you be there with me and supporting me in my life in ways that I don't normally, you know, let you know that I see it and I appreciate it. But just those, being able to have that where you can spend a couple minutes really telling people how you feel about it. So it's, you know, I think when I've started doing the last couple of years is I actually get thank you cards and I give them out at Thanksgiving. So it's a way of, you know, having something. I've noticed that with my family really appreciates when you know, it's just like anything, you know. It's, you know, I can text somebody or I can send them an email, but when you take the time to actually handwrite something to somebody and take that time, loving time to be able to just kind of be with yourself and write about that, it's such a gift for people. You know, it doesn't have to be an expensive thing. It's about giving my heart to somebody and letting them know how much they matter to me and that they're in my life. So it's really a wonderful opportunity and it will be a wonderful way to celebrate people. But if that's good. But I think breaking bread is also important too. I mean, that's something that I've learned over the years that, you know, there's something to be said, you know, to be actually being able to sit down and be with people and just, you know, laugh and have these wonderful conversations around the table. It isn't necessarily about the food, but the fact that you do share bread with one another, you do share a meal and you know, a way of being able to support each other and satisfy people that way too. It's because, I mean, you think about, you know, we did a show a couple of weeks ago about past lives and having people do near-death experiences. And people would say that when they were on the other side and they came back, some of the memories and some of the things that they were shown had to do with, you know, the relationships of people around a table having a meal. And then that was something that was really an important thing that bonded people together. So I think, you know, it's not necessarily the portions that you have, but the fact that you're there to break bread with one another is really important. Unless you know you got a gluten intolerance, and then it's your, you know, whatever. I don't want to make it about bread. It's symbolic. It's a symbolic expression when I say bread.
Well, and you know, like you say, a lot of people do not eat together, and they what they end up doing is, if you're lucky, you know, you're eating anywhere near each other, you know, but you're not doing it together. And I think it's really important to make that time to do that. And you know, you had written down some notes. We were going to kind of think about how we wanted to approach this, and something that you had written in the attitude of gratitude. You talked about making a plan to do one thing a day that brings you joy.
Yeah,
that you enjoy.
With all these holidays, I think it's really important that, you know, Amy's been doing a lot of different workshops lately on self-care. And I think it's something that I've been hearing with a couple other different writers and stuff. They've been talking about that. Could I make a list of, like, one thing I value about myself and other people every day? Sometimes it's, you know, not necessarily the things that happen to me. It's the way that someone touched my life in a simple way. You know, they smiled at me. They showed me a kindness. I was able to show a kindness to another person. There was a sense of value with one another and just the exchanges of relationship with each other. So it's things like that you can do for each other. But, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be on a relationship level. Like, you know, I'm going to take myself for a walk in a park that I enjoy. Or something I like to do, even though I don't have a dog right now, I like to go over to the dog park and just sit and, you know, see the dogs play. I just think that's such a fun thing that you can do for yourself. It really gives you, but just being with them and seeing how they're just in the moment and then they're just enjoying life and the way they play with each other and all that. It's just a wonderful little break in your life to be able to do something like that. So there's all these different ways that you can be able to be enjoying just the small little things that you gift yourself with, that you find pleasure with, that can make you laugh or whatever, you know, maybe even, you know, watching something that makes you laugh or something like that. And so playing cards, I've been playing cards with my friends lately, and that's something that's really been giving me a lot of joy. You know, we play Uno. It's a simple game, and I think the simpler it is, the more fun it is, because you just don't really get caught up in the game. You get, you know, get into the little conversations that can happen while you're playing, things like that. So it's those game nights and things like that, or even just, you know, it's like we're having lunch together and we break out the cards, and while we're eating, we'll play, you know, we'll play a card game or just something together. So we have something that just kind of adds that much more to the experience. So how about you, Aime?
Well, I think playing games together is really good from a lot of perspectives. It, you know, and I think healthy competition is a good thing because it breeds some excitement. And you're engaging your brain and your heart at the same time. And you can find out really interesting things about people that they'll do in game playing that they won't do in other parts of their life. So I think it makes it
a really
opportunity to get to know people in a different, you know, in a different way. So I think that's really good to bring into that. I just want to say one more thing about Thanksgiving. You know, and we talk about rituals and creating rituals that work for you. My husband, since he was a little kid, he's a Cowboy fan, and every Thanksgiving, the Cowboys play play football. So it's something that he's always wanted to do, and his brother, by marriage, they've known each other since they were kids, and he's a Redskins fan. So this Thanksgiving, the Redskins are playing the Cowboys at Cowboy Stadium on Thanksgiving. So we made the decision that that's what we were going to do for our Thanksgiving. Not traditional in what people do for Thanksgiving, because there's a lot of people that invited us to their Thanksgiving dinners, and we're really grateful for that. But this is something that I think will create a memory that certainly my husband will never forget, and his friend. And, you know, when either of them is gone, that's something that will really stand, I think.
Yeah, I love how you say I'm a Cowboy fan by marriage.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah,
it's all about relationship, right? It's like, you know, there's certain things that's like, it may not be something I like, but it's something that you do, and if I want to hang out with you, then I need to learn enough to understand that, you know?
Right, exactly.
Like, talking about the food part, I guess I'm going to have a turkey dog for Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, well, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be some people in the parking lot that are making some deep fried turkey. You know how that goes. There you go. They like they have the meal before they go into the game. So there you go. So anyway, he's like, what do you do with all that hot oil when you're done? I don't know if that's even possible. I'll probably have to pre-cook it and bring it, you know, when you do your tailgate party. You know?
Yeah.
Those Texans, I'm sure they got it figured out. You know what I mean?
They got it going on there.
It's all good. It's all good.
So, cool. So we're sneaking past Thanksgiving, and now we're coming up on Christmas. And that, I think, is just really, and a lot of grief goes on during, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. People missing people, people being regretful about things that did or did not happen in their lives and all that kind of stuff. And so I think you need to be mindful of that. Is there any unresolved grief? Maybe you need to go to counseling. Maybe you need to go to some kind of group that you find supportive. Maybe it'd be good to, you know, if you're a woman, getting a circle of female friends together to really support each other from the inside out. And it could be even, you know, what, we're going to bake cookies together to share with friends or whatever. Use that as the excuse, but make sure that you have make sure to do a check-in with everybody and make sure everybody's okay. So Christmas, oh my goodness, whatever event you're doing, there's three others you could be doing that day, right? And whatever activities you're doing, there's so many more that need to get done. So really looking at how do you set healthy boundaries, how do you do rituals that feed you and your soul, and how do you give heartfelt gifts? And they can be expensive or not expensive. It always cracks me up. People, you know, working in the nonprofit world for as long as I have, people are like, I'm going to buy a cow for a family in your name. Well, great. But if somebody, you know, is like, you know what, that's great, and I'm, you know, honored that you're doing that, but maybe I would like you to do something special for me in addition to that or instead of that. Instead of people deciding what they think is a good gift because makes them feel better, it's about what is it that the person that you're giving, what would make their heart sing?
Yeah, Amy, could we talk a little bit about that, about, you know, how do you, when it comes to all these different choices, when it comes to people, you know, wanting you to be at all these different events and things like that, you know, how do you weigh that for being in the boundaries of just, you know, weighing the different circumstances and to where you can feel good about it? What would you suggest with that?
Well, what I recommend, I tell people, and we really want to start thinking about that right now, is that you want to set intentions for, you know, for each of these holidays. Like, my intention for, you know, Thanksgiving is this. My intention for Christmas is this. So, like, for me, for instance, my intention for Thanksgiving is to honor a time-long tradition for my husband. And by doing that, I am going to not be going to other events. And so people are either going to understand that or they're not going to understand that. So that makes that deadline, that boundary pretty clear. And but then again, I'll probably send some cards, and I may have a Thanksgiving lunch or dinner with people before or after in honor to honor that. So that's like, okay, getting clear. What is it that my intention for Thanksgiving is? What is my intention for or even Halloween? Will I wear a costume? I'm planning on being home and giving out candy. Do I wear a costume or not? Well, if I'm going to wear a costume, then that's going to take me time to do that, right? So that's part of it is really getting clear on your intention, and you're going to have to do some time management, right? And really looking at how do I find a way to do all the things that I think I want to do, and we start realizing, oh, no, there's no way I can do all those, then maybe you're going to have to get tough with yourself and find some ways to cut back from that. Like, how do you know, I know you've got, you know, especially with your daughters having, you know, their different relationships, and what are some ways that you want to support them? And again, with us having, you know, there's five sisters, and they all have in-laws, and they have kids, and they have grandkids. And so not only are we working around our immediate family, we're working around all of their families. And how do you make sense out of that? How do you set boundaries with that?
Well, the thing that I've really learned over the years is that it isn't the day, it's what you do. So when it comes to, you know, oh, it's on Thanksgiving or it's on Christmas or something like that, to me it's within a, you know, I don't know, a certain amount of time that you would go ahead and have that. I mean, you know, with my birthday, I pretty much celebrate for a whole month, so it isn't my day. It's what I do, you know, with different people. It's like, you know, I let people know, like, gosh, I want to celebrate my birthday with you. It could be 3 weeks past my birthday. I'm like, okay, we're still doing it kind of thing. It's like Amy and I and our other sister, Kim, one of our other sisters, we've gotten into a tradition that the week before Thanksgiving we get together. So it's not like the day. It's the fact that we're going to get together and spend some quality, a couple days together, spending some time just shopping or hanging out or whatever with each other. And we're going to be doing that again this year. So it's just finding those different things that you really enjoy and that they matter to you and with the people that you enjoy and making it to where it's something that you just make a priority for. And, I mean, every year can be a little different because people change, like anything. You know, we've got all these extended families that are happening and things are changing with everybody as people are growing and changing. So a lot of it's just, you know, letting gosh, I would really like to have that happen. And sometimes I think the thing that really can get people is their expectations. And if you really can come from a new place of not necessarily expecting things, of like, how do I want to feel? Instead of like, it should look like this. When you let go of the look like this and just think about the feeling of that or being able to express your wanting to connect with somebody and being open to have that be whatever it looks like, I think there can be so many more new opportunities for people to have experiences that they had never even thought about. So it's like, you know, when it's just like, you know, getting a new friend and then having these things that you've done over and over again. But yet when, you know, you find out that they've never done that, they were like, well, we could go do that. And you get to see it through their eyes and being able to have the experience again in another way, even though you may have done it a dozen times. It gives you a new opportunity to go to something, like I said, beginner's mind, having that be in something that can really help you to just, you know, enjoy it in a way that maybe you never thought you could before. Because every time you go someplace, it's going to be different because you're different. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it that much more of an opportunity.
So lots more with that. We're going to be exploring all that as, you know, we could end up the year, but also be one to people to be looking at this the new year and what is it that you're going to be rebirthing and what is it that you're going to start. And part of that will be what do you need to stop doing and what do you need to start doing. And I think, you know, we have plenty of time to start thinking about that. But at midnight, when we're going, yippee, hooray, what do you want to start on January 1st?
Yeah, imagine giving yourself a little bit of time between now and when the holidays start getting crazy, that you actually sat down and we had done a show at the beginning of this year called Futuring, where you really just like in the future, like a year from now, this is what I've got going on, this is what I'm doing, and it just puts a little, a promise to yourself of things you want to be putting out there. And a lot of it's, you know, like we said, you know, not having a, you know, forward thinking about something, but not necessarily, you know, having it like solid, like it's going to look like this. You know, sometimes some people say that that's the way to be able to really move that thing, you know, whatever it is, forward. I think a part of it's just like, you know, how am I feeling in the future? How do I see, you know, what are ways that I'm wanting things to look like, and being open to having that be in different ways than maybe we hadn't expected. But yet we're there and we're having those things being satisfied with our dreams and goals that we have for each other. So the futuring is just really, it's fun and it's an opportunity to be able to look at things in a different way. I think it's great to get with a bunch of people and be able to do that. So have like a party and just say, yeah, you know, now that Halloween is over and we're getting into being in gratitude and all that, I'm grateful for you and this is what I want to be doing. And everybody can, like, I just call that brainstorming with each other. We just, like, you know, let's brainstorm our futures for one another and what that could look like. And, oh, my gosh, it can be really fun because you're just coming from a positive mind and just kind of go on a rampage of appreciation. It's just really, really fun because, like, you just see it and it's going and it's good and it's this and it's that. And it just automatically just starts, just gets the ball going and gets you excited about it. And for me, something like that, you know, if you've got everybody willing in the room, I would record it and have it where everybody can go back and listen to their, you know, everybody, you know, wishing for each other what that can look like for the future with different ideas and brainstorming. Because, boy, if you go back and listen to it, it's like, wow, I didn't hear that the first time. when you have stuff like that happen. Because I've had that before when I've had different brainstorming groups. You know, I'll go back and listen to a session that we did maybe two or 3 weeks before, and I'll go, oh, my gosh, I didn't even get that. Or I'm seeing it from a new perspective now, being able to have that shift and change. So I think that's a wonderful gift that you can give to everybody, you know, with being grateful and having it be that way. Or instead of having a regular holiday party, you know, it could be a party where everybody gets together to just be, you know, doing positive brainstorming for one another and have a gift or something like that. And then having paper and pen and having it where everybody could kind of draw what they're talking about, maybe for themselves or others or however they want to be able to do that, or even creating collages where you're talking about it. So that's another way that you could put things in the future and have it be a fun holiday activity for things like that too. So that's another way that you can push things forward. So being able to celebrate, it's all a good thing. So part of it, just the kind of the outlines of stuff that I talked to Amy about with this show is, you know, getting into back into a little bit about working with the body and working with ourselves. So I just really want to, you know, with Katie coming next week and being able to talk about the food elements and things like that, you know, eating calm foods and just different ways you can modify recipes and stuff like that. You know, part of everything is making sure that you're drinking lots of water and keeping yourself hydrated and doing mindfulness where you're just being in mindful breath with yourself. Because sometimes with stress, one of the best things you can possibly do is just pause for a second and just take two or three deep breaths. And being able to just say, you know, where am I? Because like we get to the point where sometimes we're not really breathing. We're not allowing ourselves to just kind of be in the moment and fully take a breath. One thing that I've gotten in the habit of doing is I set alarms for myself like every 2 or 3 hours during the day. And my alarm will go off and I'll just kind of catch myself and see where I am. And I'll just like, you know, allow myself to take two or three deep breaths and being able to be in a moment and maybe appreciate a flower or, you know, wherever I'm at and have something that I can appreciate for just a couple seconds. It doesn't take long before you move on and into the activities or whatever you've got going on. So it's those little just places where you can pause and have some stillness in your life and stillness in your day that can really just help to just, you know, it's that respite for yourself just to kind of help you recharge and being able to move forward. That's part of, I think, of that self-care. So anything with that, Amy, you want to add on?
Just tying everything together, and I just want to come back to that we're going to be doing the book on codependence. We're not sure which one yet. We will certainly let you know. And I think that's going to bring a whole lot of these things to a different place, too. And then, of course, next week we're going to be doing – we're not sure. The working title right now is Making Food Your Friend During the Holidays, which I'm really excited to see what Katie comes up with for that.
Yeah, it's going to be a really great show. So just really want to remind everybody, go to the transformation-cafe.com, and we'll have a lot of these notes and everything for you. Again, next week's going to be looking at the holidays from, you know, very much from self-care with your foods and just different practices on a body level that you can do for yourself. And we want to thank all of our international family, just all of our diners. Just thank you so much for joining us on a regular basis. And thank you, Miss Amy, as always, just being such a wonderful co-host.
A great fun, my dear.
Okay. We will see you next time here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.